a la mexicana Anne Califf, que se está llevando la contienda. Ahora en las repeticiones, el golpe de impacto. Sí, sí, sí. Se vio claramente de nueva cuenta el recto en combinación. Hasta 5 golpes alcanzó a conectar. Manejándose con el jab y otra vez en la combinación ahí. En el upper, otro golpe de impacto. Le van a aplicar otra cuenta de protección. Cuidado, porque si llega una tercera ocasión es susceptible de que le detengan el pleito.
La velocidad de puños de Califf no pudo contrarrestar lo rápido que desenfundaba tanto la izquierda como la derecha. Y en la parte de este tercer episodio se estuvo comiendo en reiteradas ocasiones el jab y el recto.
Y bueno,
I'm getting cooked.
Pues aquí repasamos estos momentos de apremio para la mexicana, como observamos aquí que le estaban dejando el guante
Champions of this
en
tournament.
El botón y la esquina azul.
Blue corner de Algeria.
El resultado, Kelly. Es campeona de Golden Bell Series.
Aquí está por abandono, como ya les platicábamos desde la esquina, dijeron no más castigo.
Tell him to bring me my money. Yeah!
His dinner must have been cold. I'm gonna let y'all guess which one was the biological man. Apparently there are 2 biologically male boxers that are gonna be allowed to box against women in the 2024 Olympics. And the funniest part is, just in 2023, both of these male boxers got pulled from the world championships because they both failed the gender eligibility test. Regardless of failing the gender test, I guess the Olympic committee just let them compete. The Olympics is gonna let these 2 biological men beat women like a drum, but they fired this commentator for making this sexist remark.
Let's play a little game. Imagine, it's day 2 of the games. You're watching a men's swimming event on TV. Meanwhile, a medal ceremony is also underway for the women's 4x100 freestyle relay. Suddenly, you hear this.
Well, the women just finishing off. You know what women are like, hanging around, you know, doing the makeup.
Oh, scary! Oh, shiver my timbers!
An Olympics commentator has been removed from his job after making an outrageous sexist remark about Australia's female swimmers. Eurosports commentator Bob Ballard was covering the women's 4x100-meter swim relay when he was heard discussing the Australian team leaving the stadium. He said, "You know what women are like, hanging around, doing their makeup?" Eurosports say they are removing the commentator from their coverage of the Olympics with immediate effect. Ballard claims he did not intend to upset or belittle anyone and has apologized for the sexist comment.
It just makes no fucking sense. I mean, it's just bullshit.
The man just made a funny remark about makeup, as if women don't wear makeup. They acting like he the one to put on the wig to go beat up women. Seriously though, at the end of the day, those are still biological men, and do you know what kind of man you gotta be to want to become a woman just so you can whoop their ass? But hey, what do I know? I'm just a cisgendered man. I don't want to get in the way of anybody's equality. Women fought so hard for trans people, they gotta fight the trans people. And of course, this situation mixed with the female Secret Service situation when it came to Trump brought the question up again in a lot of dudes' heads: should women be in these positions? Firefighters, Secret Service, military, police officers. Should we expect women to do these things knowing that they're less capable than men?
Should women be bodyguards?
No.
Military training can be excruciating at its highest levels.
Focus!
But at the bare minimum, a Marine's got to be able to do 3 pull-ups.
Well, I want to ensure that every Marine is successful at maxing out their pull-ups on their PFDs.
But more than half the female recruits couldn't do it. So the Marines are pushing back the day when it becomes mandatory.
If you have a failure rate of 55% and 99% of the men are succeeding, obviously this is not going to work.
Men have to do 3 pull-ups minimum to pass the Marines' fitness test. It takes 20 to earn a perfect score. Women had to meet the same minimum, but only need 8 pull-ups to score perfect. Because so few passed, the Marines will let them choose to hang on the bar for 15 seconds and pass without doing any pull-ups.
Hey, bro, come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Wide grip stance that works best for you.
Marine Corps officials admit pull-ups are better, and the flexed arm hang elicits little muscular strength adaptations necessary for common military tasks, such as pulling oneself over obstacles or carrying equipment.
Generally, I'm not in favor of lowering any standards.
Zoe Bedell is a former Marine Corps officer who commanded troops in Afghanistan.
Could you do 3 pull-ups?
I was at one point able to do 5 pull-ups, but it was that first one that probably took me the longest to get to.
Bedell says women have to learn how to do pull-ups, something many have never done.
Sort of experiment with different techniques, figure out what other exercises to do.
Critics say the big push over pull-ups is part of a bigger problem, pressure from the White House to make the military gender neutral.
Something is wrong here, and it's not the women's fault. It's the policy that the Marines are pursuing.
For me, I don't think that we should be compromising institutions where people's lives are at stake for the sake of equality. That just doesn't make any sense to me. 3 pull-ups to me isn't that much to be in the military, and if you struggle doing 3 pull-ups, you're probably gonna have a hard time struggling to drag a 200-pound man to safety. And the truth of the matter is, the part that people don't wanna talk about is just because women are not biologically designed to do those things as well as men. I think that feminism isn't fair to women, and I think that feminism demands too much from women. It lies to women and tells women that they're equal to men and they can do whatever men can do to compete against men, and then when women get into these positions and they're not capable of it, mostly because they're not designed to be, they get down on themselves or they try to change the entire institution to compensate for them, when really they just weren't designed to do that job. And I also think that feminism downplays womanhood too. It uplifts the male role of being the provider and tells women that they should aspire to be that, and it downplays the female role of being a mother, when women have an entire organ dedicated to this specific job. Women specifically have this organ, and women and feminists will tell women that this isn't their biological purpose. That's like me saying humans have legs but we're not designed to walk. It makes no sense. Feminism has downplayed the role of womanhood so much that they can't even tell you what it is anymore. Look at this out of shape man fight 2 women and tell me that men and women are the same. To me, I think it's silly. I wouldn't want my 2 daughters fighting Butterbean because they watch one too many Wonder Woman movies. But again, we do live in clown world, and I'm just a cisgender man. I don't have an opinion. Women did so good at fighting the patriarchy, I guess the patriarchy fighting back. Let me know in the comments below if this video was a W or L, and give me the HBO special. That's my brother. I'll special hit the like and the subscribe button for more content. Till next time.